Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Honestly, I didn't think that Nate would be there for us. You know, the phone was ringing. We had a lot of different potential trade possibilities. But for us, it was always if Nate was there, we were going to pick.
Eric DaCosta talking about last year's first-round draft pick out of Clemson, cornerback Nate Wiggins, 30th. Overall selection, and we'll get into his rookie performance here in a second, but going back to when they drafted him, it appeared as though the Ravens got a guy that, as Eric said, they wanted all along, given the status of their draft selection.
Yeah, from what I understood, it was Wiggins or Cooper DeJean, which to me, they couldn't go wrong, as we saw Cooper DeJean last night.
Sure.
And who had a hell of a year for them, but Cooper wasn't an outside corner. Cooper was more the nickelback, whereas Wiggins, you know, I mean, he was the fastest DB there. One of the fastest, I think, might have been the fastest person at the combine. You know, so he can really fly. They needed an outside cover guy and a guy with ball skills, and he's got that. What does Wiggins need? He needs to get in the weight room. He needs to get stronger because that'll help his tackling and stuff too. And then what he needs to learn, and maybe Chuck Pagano can fix that, all the grabbing that he likes to do when you don't, if you run 4-2, you shouldn't have to grab to catch up to people. You know, I mean, that's the only thing is so can he make big strides? Oh, absolutely. He should make huge strides from this past year to next year.
Yeah, 13 passes defense, did have the pick six late in the year, one forced fumble. So for his skinny frame, he's kind of a physical player for sure.
Yeah, but he just needs to get, you know, he gets in the weight. And the thing that always bothers me, you know, is, all right, because you've got Wiggins and you got Roger Rosengarten. What do we say about both of them? They need to get into the weight room and you know, get some strength. Now, Rosengarten went to Washington and Wiggins went to Clemson. Where the hell is strength? They got, why aren't they, do you not make them work out? You know, I mean, that's the crazy thing. I mean, they should be a lot stronger and their bodies should look a lot better for being at those types of universities.
Now, as we envision, let's see, March, April, May, June, July, August, 7 months down the road, Nate Wiggins' role will be what for Zach Wirth's defense?
Oh, he's starting corner. Outside corner, he's starting. To me, that's a given, kind of like he was at the end of the season. And, no, that's for years to come, I would imagine. He'll be the starting corner.
High ceiling guy.
No doubt. Yeah, just because he's so athletic and so fast, and he's got ball skills, as we've seen. So, yeah, that's it was an excellent pick. Excellent pick.
Now, you mentioned Roger Rosengarten, who was the 62nd overall pick out of the University of Washington. And when we saw him last at UW, he was getting dominated in the national championship game by the University of Michigan, but wound up starting at right tackle, and probably was better than the guy he replaced, Morgan Moses,
yeah,
going into postseason football. But now, Vinny, I guess, given the free agent situation with Ronnie Stanley, slides to the left side. The change, culture shock, whatever you want to call it, is going to be what for him, in addition to getting bigger and stronger.
Well, the thing was at UW, he was the right tackle, but, you know, left-handed quarterback.
Because Penix was left-handed. Yeah.
So he's basically their left tackle. And is he's got the athleticism, he's got the feet, he's got everything you need to be a left tackle. So he's going to be the left tackle for the Ravens. Can he handle it? Sure. Will it take some time? Sure, but, you know, the whole offseason. The thing that's going to help him the most is going to be living in the weight room, getting his body stronger, especially lower body, because he had some problems, you know, putting his foot in the ground and anchoring. And he gets stronger. He'll be their left tackle probably for the next 8 to 10 years out of him, unless he would get hurt. But he's athletic. He can run. He can do all the things that you're going to need to do. And the kid got a lot better as the season went along. And by the end of the year, you know, he's blocking a lot of those big-time guys by himself, and they're not, you know, getting help for him. So I really liked how he came along and got better each week. And, you know, congrats to George Warhop, the O-line coach, for, you know, helping him develop. But the kid's got a ton of talent because he can bend his knees, he's tough, and he's athletic.
So your first two picks, starters for
a team
that won the division and won a playoff game. Idiot Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest here on this Monday. Third round pick, Adisa Isaac out of Penn State, the 93rd overall selection.
Yeah, basically a redshirt year. I mean, Bob, the kid had hammy issues from rookie mini camp on. He'd get healthy and then bam, he'd pull it. He'd be out there for a day and then he'd pull it again. So, really, and then when he got in games, looked like a fish out of water, looked like he didn't belong. Yeah, just because he had no work, no reps, so it probably wasn't fair to him, but they got a look at him, and he just didn't have any explosiveness, and thinking way too much, because what, you know, if you're thinking, what can't you do? You can't play fast, and when you're a pass rusher, if you can't play fast, you're in deep trouble. But, you know, is he an elite pass rush guy? No, he wasn't that at Penn State. He had sacks, had a hell of a player on the other side with him who's probably could go number one this year. So we'll see. Another guy that is a try hard, play hard kind of guy, you know, crank him up and let him go. So will he solve problems? I don't think so. But he's going to be a lot better than he was this past season.
Because remember when the Ravens drafted him, and you mentioned he had stats because Chop Robinson did not.
Yes.
And Chop, you know, he was one of the defensive rookie of the year finalist guys for the Dolphins here. But, I mean, do you expect more from him than we've gotten? The Ravens have gotten from David Ajabo.
Oh, that's
in 3 years.
Yeah, I'm expecting. Ajabo's been one of the biggest disappointments because, I mean, loved him on film at Michigan. And, I mean, the year they won the national championship, he had like 16 sacks.
Well, they lost that year.
They lost that year. But the dude had 16 sacks. Hutchinson was spectacular. And he had more naturalness than Hutchinson did. And then, you know, he was going in the top 10. Then he gets hurt, and then everything switched, and I thought the Ravens got a steal with him, you know, when he went in the second round. I thought that was unbelievable, but he just has not developed. I mean, he's actually regressed because he doesn't look like the same guy that was at Michigan. He doesn't look like the naturalness, the fluidity that he had at Michigan. He looks like the mechanical man that can't get off a damn block. Like, you know, he looks like Herman Munster's what he looks like.
Rock'em sock'em robot.
Yeah, and he gets
his block
in the playoffs. The dude just, or Deion Dawkins just threw him down and he got a penalty, and it should not have been a penalty on that hold.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll get back to the class of 24 because the class of 25 will be here before you know it. You got the combine coming up in a few weeks out there in Indianapolis. Then Vinny's draft profiles will start. Ravens have the 27th overall pick, but 11 total draft pick. So do they flip some of those picks to move on up, George Jefferson style here, depending on what they're looking for?
Bob, when you've got a team like they have, 11 guys are not going to make that. 11 rookies are not making that team.
When we come back, we'll count some dough. 410-583-1057 is how you join us. If you want to get in, talk about that Ravens offseason, the importance of it. Because just winning your division is no longer good enough. Just winning a playoff game is no longer good enough. It's all about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl or bust. I'm right there with you, everybody. Coming up, NFL Lunch, 1 o'clock. We'll celebrate the Philadelphia Eagles. Also figure out where Aaron Rodgers could wind up, because it ain't going to be with the Jets. And Kellen Moore takes over in New Orleans.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan here on this Monday. Philadelphia Eagles, champions of the NFL world. Congratulations to them. Spring training starts this week. Turf beat Rutgers yesterday. Trap game maybe looming in Lincoln, Nebraska Thursday night. We've got a couple of days to get into all of that stuff and more, but right now, let's count some dough.
All right, well, my phone is green today. The Dow's up 26, S&P's up 28, NASDAQ is up 185, DraftKings up 19 cents, and Under Armour's up a nickel.
All right, for sports topics, we'll start in Major League Baseball. Pitchers and catchers set to report for many teams across the league later this week. And even it's already here, it's hard to believe spring training, but a few notable free agent pitchers still on the market. Some names I'm seeing here, Nick Pivetta, Andrew Heaney, Jose Quintana. None of them are aces or frontline guys by any means, but all threw around 150 innings or even more last year, acceptable ERAs below 4.5, and they still don't have a home for this upcoming season. Each case is different, but this isn't the first time we've seen starting pitchers available late into the offseason, even into spring training when some of these guys finally sign, and at that point, it's kind of a detriment to them delaying their ramp-up period. But buy or sell, Bob, one of those three names, Pivetta, Heaney, Quintana, will still be available by opening day.
I'll buy that, because Heaney's kind of been on the downslide of things. Quintana was pitching in the playoffs last year. Pivetta's got a track record of success. None of them are coming to Baltimore, I wouldn't think, unless there's another injury that we don't know about. But yeah, I'll buy that one of them will still be unemployed by the time the season begins in late March.
Well, we'll go over to the NFL, where Green Bay, their fans may be feeling a little conflicted after this past season. While they did increase their win total from 9 a year prior to 11 this year, in a very tough division, mind you, they had an early playoff exit, so everything came crashing down quickly. The offense was top 10 in yards and points after the addition of Josh Jacobs, but according to the running back, there's still something missing on that offense. He called for additions, not only some star defensive players, but mainly a true number one wide receiver is what they need, in his opinion. Since parting with Devontae Adams, they've really gone with a committee approach for Jordan Love, and it's paid, some decent results so far. But Vinny, buy or sell, a top wide receiver would be the difference between Green Bay being just a playoff team and a true Super Bowl contender.
Well, you look at the wide receivers in that division, it's pretty damn good, at Minnesota and Detroit and even Chicago. I mean, Green Bay has the worst receivers in the division. So, yeah, so do you need to get better? Sure. Watson's always hurt, so.
Dobbs was whining because he wasn't involved.
Yeah, so they could use that legit number one dude.
Over to the NBA, he remains questionable with that calf injury, but the expectations are that Luka Doncic will make his Lakers debut tonight when LA takes on Utah. On the other side of that shocking trade from a few weeks back, Anthony Davis, he only made it one game or a portion of one game with the Mavericks before suffering a groin injury that will have him out at least a month. So for Luka, maybe even more motivation now to put on a show and prove Dallas wrong, at least more than what was already there with the reports of them being concerned about his weight. I would think that that's probably the biggest motivating factor. You think I'm fat? Well, I'll go and show you. Buy or sell, Bob, Doncic will score above his season average of 28 points tonight.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and buy it. It's in L.A. Hollywood flip the script sort of stuff. So if he plays, and like you said, Nolan, he's expected to do so. I'm going to go ahead and buy that. And by the way, the Lakers are what? They're playing good basketball right now, or have been, kind of hanging around doing what they got to do. So we shall see. I think this trade, they won, 5 in a row, 9 of 10? Davis getting hurt. If I'm a Mavs fan, I am not feeling this GM right now. I mean, even Jason Kidd was like, okay. All righty. And what did Morris say? The guy scores 35, 10, and 10. And he's out of shape, that I don't know what in shape is.
Go back to the NFL here. Reports coming out of Pittsburgh so far this offseason that seem to indicate the Steelers will not be bringing back Russell Wilson for 2025. Also, some questions over play calling with Wilson, his overall usage under offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. Apparently, those two sides didn't quite get along. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette claims that Wilson was not allowed to call audibles at the line. This was a midseason change. Arthur Smith wanted to take that away from his veteran quarterback. It's very strange, to say the least. Now, offensive coordinator drama, that's nothing new for Pittsburgh. Fans pleaded for Matt Canada to be fired after just 1 year at the helm. He lasted another two before he was finally replaced by Smith. Buy or sell, Vinny, Smith will also last at least 3 years under a patient Mike Tomlin.
I'll buy that. I think because Mike Tomlin wants to run the football, and Arthur likes to run the ball, and Arthur's got street cred as an OC. So I think he'll last. And with Russell Wilson, to me, abuse leads to restriction. So he must have abused, because he was getting the opportunity to call audibles at the line of scrimmage. So I'm guessing that he abused it, and Arthur was going to pull it back.
Just a question of, I guess, when that happened. Most fans would probably assume, well, that's the reason we went on that 5-game losing streak to end the year. But we don't really know the timeline. We don't know when it was taken away from him and all that. And we'll wrap things up here with the Maryland Terrapins. Handled their business at home yesterday. Nice win over Rutgers, which got me thinking about their home record there at the Xfinity Center. A 14-1 mark so far this year, with that only loss being non-conference to Marquette. That's a pretty strong resume, and you look at the rest of the Big Ten right now. Michigan, Michigan State, they've yet to lose at home, but they don't have the, you know, the total wins that Maryland has. Nobody's really coming close to that 14 home win mark so far. Still 4 home games left for Maryland to play before the season is done. Buy or sell, Bob, Maryland will finish the season with the best home record in the conference.
Ooh, let's see. Iowa, USC, Michigan State, as you said. Northwestern.
So Michigan, yeah, sorry. Michigan, Michigan State, your two teams that have yet to lose at home, but both will be playing Purdue here in the next 7 or 8 days.
And Maryland goes to Michigan.
Right. They'll face each other as well.
So I'm trying to see where the next Maryland home loss would be. I'm trying to connect dots, Nolan.
Maybe Michigan State.
Maybe. And they came from behind, by the way. Congratulations, Tom Izzo, tied Bobby Knight for most wins all time. Head coach in the Big Ten. I will. Why not? Let's buy it. Let's not be a bummer on this Monday. So we'll buy that Maryland will handle their business for the rest of their home slate here. And believe it or not, they only have 7 games left in the regular season. Then the Big Ten tournament, then March Madness. Maryland probably will be part of that. But rankings come out today, as I said earlier, just my prediction, could be wrong. They're 18 now. They'll probably still be in that general vicinity when we get these things later on in the afternoon. We'll come back, get back to the Ravens rookie class of 2024. We got you through 3 draft picks. Now we do the rest. Who had a bummer of a year? Who could be helping as things move forward? Stay tuned for that. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, because we couldn't get to it last hour. Feed you some more football, NFL lunch style. Eagles are Super Bowl champions. How much do you hate the Chiefs? Because they were, even Tay-Tay got booed. And she didn't like it either, it looked like.
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
Jackson to the end zone. Wide open. Did he get the feed in? Yes, touchdown. Devontae Walker. His first NFL catch is a touchdown.
CBS on the call. Ravens at the Giants coming out of that bye. And Devontae Walker, 4th-round draft pick, one of the 2 the Ravens had this past year out of the University of North Carolina. That would be his only catch of the season, but made it a good one, a touchdown from Lamar Jackson. So as we talked earlier about Nate Wiggins, Roger Rosengarten, thumbs up, 2 starters with their first 2 picks. Mm-hmm. Incomplete, Adeez Isaac, Vinny, where do we stand with Tez Walker? You got Flowers, you got Bateman, then you got a lot of free agents after that.
Yeah, Tez Walker, he's got to make great strides for him to move into the 3-hole. And the biggest strides, I mean, he's athletic, he can run, he can do all those things, just hadn't played a ton of football. You know, at North Carolina, you know, the NCAA wasn't letting him play, practice, then he could play. And didn't get a chance to play much this year. So a lot of like a redshirt year for him. What does he need to improve upon? He's got speed and he's got the ability to catch the football. He's got to become a much better route runner, much better route runner. He's got to be able to get his pads over his toes, get in and out of cuts, and really create separation by being able to make sharp cuts, which create separation. So body control, and that's going to be the biggest thing for him is He's got the speed. He's got everything else. You just need to become a route runner instead of basically just a vertical guy right now, and that's what he was this year, vertical. I mean, the only pass he caught was vertical route right down the field. So that's what he needs to learn, and he'll make big strides this year. And how big a strides, we'll find out, because he's got to have great OTAs and mini camps. That's where he's got to make a huge jump. When they go out to the OTAs and the mini camp, when we go out there, we got to say, damn, he made a big jump this year. You know, he looks so much better. That otherwise, if he can't go into that three hole, then what is he, a four, a five? You know, what kind of guy can he be? You know, how good was he on special teams? So those are the things. So right now he's kind of an incomplete kind of guy, because can he be the three? He's got the ability to. He's got to take the next steps. He's got to have a great, great offseason.
But I would assume they're not competent enough to just assume he would be. So they're going to be looking for wide receivers here.
I think they'll be looking for a vet. You know, do they bring Bob? I mean, could they bring Aguilar back? Could they bring Tylan Wallace back too and like rerun it? I don't know. But like we've heard Harb say, one of the biggest things they got to do is find that punt returner. Now, is one of these receivers a punt return guy that can also play wide receiver? So there's going to be a lot of things that go into that third, fourth, fifth receiver spot.
It's 5881057, the Fan NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. Talk about the Super Bowl champions, here from both the Eagles and the Chiefs, and talk about Kellen Moore taking over in New Orleans. Aaron Rodgers out in New York. We'll also talk about these subjects with Bill Bender from the Sporting News coming up around 1:30 in Funhouse coming up in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk about the draft class of 24, their impact on the season, potential impact moving forward. Stay with the fourth round out of Iowa State, TJ Tampa. And I remember draft night, watching this all unfold or whatever it was. Hey, Ravens may have gotten a steal with TJ Tampa. He battled the injury bug himself. But I guess intrigued still are the Ravens with this upside as well.
Yeah, I thought he was really good at the OTAs and the minicamp. I thought he kind of stood out. And I know that they really liked him. They didn't expect him to be there in the fourth round. So, and I think it's all because of his speed. He ran 4.52 at Iowa State. But he's got length, and he'll tackle. He's got excellent ball skills, and he's got good awareness back there and everything, and he's got good instincts on the back end. That's why I thought, watching him play at Iowa State, played a lot on the inside, kind of like Marlon does. So would he be a better inside guy? Or I've always kind of thought safety. I thought he would be a good safety, TJ Tampa. But he's a very good football player. And he will play, he will make an impact for them somewhere next year, whether it be role guy at safety, role guy at nickel. I don't know for sure where it will be, but he will play. The biggest problem he had was a lot of soft tissue injuries throughout the year. He just got to stay healthy. And what happens a lot of times with rookies is, you look at what happens to rookies. They play during the season. They go to a bowl game, or they go to the Senior Bowl. Then what happens? You got to start training for the combine, which is totally different training, because you're training for the combine. You're training to be a track dude, basically, is what you're training. So you go to the combine. Then you're still training for that because you got your pro day. Then soon as pro day's over, then you got the draft, and the couple of days after the draft, you're headed to rookie mini camp. Then you're at OTAs. Then you're at the mini camp. Then a couple weeks later, you're at training camp. And then you're playing another 17-game schedule. They're worn down, those rookies. So they're going to make big strides, because they're off season. They're going to focus just on the things they need to do to get better at football, not training for the combine for 2 months.
But we like TJ Tampa.
I like TJ Tampa a lot.
All right, last one here, and then we'll get the fun house coming up in a couple of minutes. Fifth rounder out of Marshall, running back Rasheen Ali. Look, I'm not an expert on math by any stretch of the imagination, but I see Henry, Mm-hmm. I see Hill, free agent, right?
No.
Justice Hill. Oh, they. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Keaton Mitchell, mm-hmm. coming back, year removed from a knee injury. Yep. And then Rasheen Ali. Where does he fit in to a group that is already pretty stout as it is?
I think Rasheen Ali, you know, he showed some nice things on kickoff return. And I just don't see, like, any elite traits that he's got. Whereas, like, Keaton Mitchell, I mean, he's got that speed, like, bam. You know, Justice Hill, pass blocking. Justice Hill, really, in that Buffalo game, Justice Hill ran the ball better than Derrick Henry did.
Yep, helped you in special teams and all the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Justice Hill is a big part of this football team. So, yeah, like with Ali, I'm with you, Bob. He's got to make the team. You know, and they'll probably bring in an undrafted guy or whatever, and maybe they find a running back. But Ali, if he makes it, somebody probably got hurt. Because is he better than any of those other guys? No.
It's 5881057. The Pay will come back. Nolan McGraw is going to be joining us, take a trip through his fun house. NFL lunch coming up top of the hour. Hear more from the champion Philadelphia Eagles and the losers of the Super Bowl. They won the AFC again, the Kansas City Chiefs. And then for the last time for the 2024 season, picks for booze. And then this ends, and we won't be doing this again until what? Mid-September. Hoist that trophy and do it proudly. For sure, for Kansas City, got to lick their wounds. They need some help in the offseason. We'll talk about that, NFL lunch, and with Bill Bender from the Sporting News at 1:30. Ravens trying to get over that playoff hump. A lot of disappointing ends to their season. They never get blown out. No. Ravens don't get throttled 34-0. Not that I recall with Lamar Jackson as the quarterback. But then again, they've been to one championship game. Got to do something about that. Let's bring old Nolan McGraw in here. Quick draw. How you feeling him this? Football's done Monday. No more football on a Sunday till what? September?
It's a harsh reality check.
Well, we'll get a college game, I'm sure, around Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So,
but life feels empty a little bit.
The XFL or the...
No.
No, thanks.
No, USFL. No. I mean, are they even going to try to make that a thing again?
I've been seeing commercials. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's enough going on in spring that we don't need football.
Correct.
I mean, it's just this kind of couple weeks here when spring training starts to get ramped up a little bit, you know, then you can actually listen to those games or watch them on TV. Waiting on that announcement, by the way. I don't know if you've seen anything.
About what?
Orioles spring training. Are they showing more games this year, hopefully?
Be nice.
Because that's been a huge concern for me in recent years, is only showing, you know, 3 or 4 games on TV.
Yeah, let's raise the old production prices here and get some talent down there.
Right.
Florida, let's get these games rolling to the masses. You know what I'm saying? Massing to the masses.
Absolutely. I think that's
12 days away, Nolan, from the spring training opener.
Can't get here soon enough. But as far as football, to put a bow on football, as satisfying as last night was as a Chiefs hater to watch that all unfold, I'm sure a neutral audience wasn't exactly thrilled with the outcome because it wasn't close. It wasn't the most entertaining game unless you were an Eagles fan. So I understand that. But it is nice to see the Chiefs go down. However, I will say this. Anyone who's proclaiming this the end of the Chiefs, or that this is the start of their downfall and you don't have to worry about them anymore, don't get ahead of yourself. And don't do that to yourself either, all right? They're still going to be here. They're still going to be a problem. Still the team to beat in the AFC, just because only the Bengals have been able to actually get past them head-to-head in the playoffs these past 6-7 years. So let's pump the brakes a little bit. Enjoy the loss for what it is. They got embarrassed, but they're not done by any means.
Now, and the thing about it is, you know, there's kind of a blueprint. Tampa and Philly have shown you the blueprint, what it takes, because it's to rattle Mahomes. I mean, that's the thing that you got to do. And not most teams don't have that kind of talent to be able to do that.
Right. But it was just so uncharacteristic. To go back to last night, I mean, we've seen Mahomes have stuff thrown at him and handle it with ease, you know, and roll out and make magical plays on his own. He was just off from the jump last night. Never got into a rhythm. Doing things that he hasn't done all year or in his career, quite frankly, just forcing balls and stuff like that. Just did not look like a guy who's been to three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, well, he knew once that ball got in his hands, 17 Eagles were going to be chasing him all over the field.
No doubt.
So he got rattled, man.
And
Icy Mahomes got rattled yesterday.
And Norm, what the combo thing was, the receivers were covered up. So, I mean, like, he's getting pressured, and he's looking down there, and he says, who in the F am I going to throw it to? You know, I got nobody to throw it to either. So I think that made it that much. And they never had to blitz. That was the problem. They're just bringing four.
And maybe the happiest guy in the building last night was the guy on the call, Tom Brady. And he just sit back there and watch this unfold. You know, a lot of people, you know, trying to create rooting interest or some watching interest for the second half. Well, hey, maybe this will be like their 28-3, the version of the Patriots comeback against the Falcons. Maybe this will be Mahomes' signature comeback moment on the big stage, and Brady's probably just sitting there laughing the entire time. Nope. Nobody can do it like me.
Here you go. Well, Mahomes now has lost two Super Bowls. He's been to five. So he's won three of them. So, I mean, he is putting together a track record of Mount Rushmore stuff, which obviously Tom Brady's a part of as well. We got time to get to your funhouse there, Nolan McGraw.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudenest, Tunest Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
First text comes from Chris, who says, I think if we're being honest, the Eagles dominating the Chiefs shouldn't be that surprising. On paper, the Chiefs' offense was totally overmatched by the Eagles' defense. Almost wondering how long this loss will stick with the Chiefs, that they might lose the division next year. There you go, what we're talking about. Don't get ahead of yourselves, right?
Well, the division is going to get, like, the Chargers are going to be better next year. I mean, the Raiders can't be worse.
Denver's
better. So it's not going to get easier for the Chiefs. It's going to get harder.
But domination, 34-0 level? Nah, nobody saw that one coming.
No.
Another texter here says, you witnessed it last night, a new shifting of the paradigm for building a Super Bowl-winning team. Offensive and defensive lines can't move the ball without a great offensive line, and you shut down the other team with your defensive line. That can always be a winning recipe. Every team that wants to win a Super Bowl has to model what the Eagles did this year.
Yeah, but it's hard. It's not easy. You got outstanding O-line when they're healthy. You've got outstanding D-line. You had a great linebacker. I mean, like, they got a little lucky, too. Like, Zach Baum, who knew? I mean, for $3.5 million as a free agent, and he's going to be first-team All-Pro and do the things he did? They didn't know that. I think Vic Fangio was a big part of that. And Kellen Moore. I think they got their players. I mean, it kind of shows how important it is to let your players do what they do well and have them in the proper positions.
And how about their two rookie DBs? Job they did this year.
Yeah, their draft was good, too.
And kind of along the same lines, we'll close with this text from Howard in Baltimore, who says, I can't say I was ecstatic about Philly getting that victory, but at the expense of Kansas City, that I can get behind. All those fluke wins for them this year, the favoritism from the refs finally caught up to them. Philly showed you, again, talking about blueprint here, how to beat Kansas City. Just look at what they did last night. Baltimore, please use that blueprint and start by acquiring a legit pass rusher.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. A legit pass rusher. Yeah, that has some ass, you know, that can bull rush, you know, and get under people's pads, because that's what kind of really hurt the Chiefs lineman last night, was just the power.
Were you guys yelling at the TV when they called the offensive pass interference on A.J. Brown?
After
that long laughing. It was like, here we go, everybody. Yeah. Even Brady was like, Pereira. It was Pereira last night, right? He's been to him and Steratore. been doing a lot of disagreeing with the calls on the field, which I'm sure means that old Sheriff Goodell is going to be bringing them in the offseason. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Speaking of Super Bowl 59, going to hear from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Sirianni, Barkley, and the MVP of the game, Jalen Hurts, coming up at 1:15. We'll close out our pick segment for this year. Who wins the booze play? Vinny got the regular season alcohol. Who gets the playoff booze? It ain't me, so that narrows it down to just two. You don't need to be Columbo to figure who those two are, by the way. And then Bill Bender from the Sporting News will put a bow on the NFL season with him. Kellen Moore, it looks like he's going to New Orleans, or is he?
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.